I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Hell yeah. It's a Mark Grody Bears hit. Two words. The Bears are getting ready for their game against the Green Bay Packers, and our on-the-spot passport is one Mark Grody. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Groats, Bears.
Bears, I got to tell you guys right off the bat, because people always ask the question, what's the locker room like, whether or not the team is winning or losing? Like, what's everything like? I can say now that there has been discernible change in the locker room. The energy is different. It has gone up. You could feel it. It's loud. It's excitable. It's accessible. It's interesting, because I'm usually pretty guarded about just saying a locker room is better, and because that's what everybody wants to hear. You know, it'd be easy to say, but this is the first time, this is the first open locker room where I've really noticed it. So I think everybody has followed accordingly after a real win Wow. over a real team at a real stadium and beating the Eagles. So I wanted to start with that, but
it's interesting,
also,
Groats, but I mean, that's really interesting to think about, because I'm sure they're more confident. They're feeling it. They believe in themselves. It does present a different challenge in terms of maintaining the focus. It's like it's a little bit of a shift for the coach in that way.
It's, to me, Spiegel, it's be careful what you wish for. And I don't think anybody is being tentative about wanting to be a winner, but it's here now. And there's a new expectation. I've been saying it all along. This is no longer gravy and a bonus season and an extra season. And quite honestly, the players are acting accordingly, because I have yet to see, like, the locker room has been a good locker room. Quite frankly, it was a good locker room last year too, even with all the stuff happening. And maybe with all the stuff happening, they bonded together more. But I think I was asked the question, you know, maybe even a few weeks ago, about what's the locker room like when they're winning. And honestly, I didn't really notice that much of a difference. Now I do. It's real. And so we'll act accordingly as well. It was all of that said, it was a cold outdoor practice for the Bears in preparing for the Green Bay Packers, which is Sunday at Lambeau. Got a little glimpse of the practice, and I can tell you that the following players did not practice today. Tyreek Stevenson, still nursing a hip injury. Roman Dunze did not practice today. He has a foot injury. Ruben Hippolyte, the backup linebacker, still has the shoulder injury. And old Joe Tooney just taking a little bit of rest today, so he gets a Veterans Day off. Limited, TJ Edwards was out there, still with the hand and the hammy injury. Kyle Manungai couldn't go 100% today because of his ankle. That was practicing in full today. Jalen Johnson, Noah Sewell, Andrew Billings and Dominique Robinson. Those last two guys, Big Bill Billings and Dominique Robinson, had had concussions. Looks like they are good to go, but we will wait for the injury report to come out tomorrow and we get the official designations. I had a great time along with other reporters today talking to Bears wide receiver DJ Moore, who had a very honest assessment on the passing game not being where it should be.
Ben starts this week talking about the need to get the passing game enlivened, and then he details it down to each position group. What do you hear, and what's the message coming off a signature win when the coach brings it up right away?
Get that done, or we won't have no passing game. So we need to be on the details on that. So, I mean, I like running the ball and blocking for the backs and get all the accolades, but no, we need some love on the outside too. So we need to get that going.
So that said, did you like hearing that from the coach?
You never want to hear nothing. I mean, it wasn't negative, but it wasn't the best feeling. So you just want to not have him say that anymore. So we just want the details. When he brings it to light, you better go out there and execute.
Specific example of some of the route precision that you can.
I could tell you from my perspective. I slipped twice this year, and I usually don't never do that. And the one in Philly was bad, and can't have that no more.
I mean, that's out of your control, right? Like,
No, that's not out of my control. They my feet. What you mean? Like, what you mean? Like, yeah. So when I slipped, I already knew. I was like, man. And they threw the ball. I was like, please just don't pick it, and let's try to move on from that.
Right cleats? You had the right. Did the feet have the right cleats?
All my cleats is the right cleats. Nike is the right way. But, yeah, it didn't have nothing to do with the cleats. It was just me and how I was coming out the route.
They, my feet, is an all-timer right there.
It's an all-timer.
And him taking ownership of a slip, though, I like that.
What I like about the cut is, and I hope this doesn't get aggregated, there's good jealousy going on in that locker room now. The pass catchers are like, hold on, wait a minute. They're running the ball up and down the field. We can make plays too, but to make those plays, we have to be in the right spot. We can't miss assignments. We can't fall down. So I like that the offense is moving at such a rate that someone like DJ Moore is like, we want to get some of this stuff too. Mm-hmm. We want to be out here making the plays and being player of the week and all this good stuff.
They want that, and I think that they also understand, DJ Moore knows this, Ben Johnson knows this, everybody on the team knows this, that you are going to need more from the passing game. It all looked very easy last week, and it was dominant, and it was historic in a lot of ways what the Bears did with the two, you know, 100-yard rushers from last week. But that's the thing. Like, that's the beautiful part about this whole year, what's been going on. It's like, okay, all of that was good. The running was fantastic, but we still need DJ Moore making plays. We still need Luther Burden making plays. We still need Roma Dunze making plays. We still need Caleb Williams making plays. So I just thought that was a really healthy exchange, especially with DJ Moore saying that, hey, love blocking for all these guys, love getting them their accolades, Speaks, but they know, and this is not DJ Moore needing accolades. This is DJ Moore understanding the NFL, and that if this thing is to go anywhere, you do need both sides of the passing game and the running game to work.
Yeah, man. He wants the offense to do their part. He wants the wide receivers to do their part, but they are doing their part. Sounds like he doesn't mind blocking. As they're a winning team, man. They're 9-3. That's got to feel great to him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And he has had some bad seasons in terms of win-loss record, Speak. So let me pick it up right there with our conversation with DJ Moore.
It's about winning for once while you're here. How gratifying is that?
Feels great. Out of 8 years, it's probably the best record I done had. And I'm just having fun with it. Winning makes football all fun.
How different is December when you're in a situation like this where now all of a sudden all these games have a lot more meaning?
December is important, and it's way better when you got a winning record and not a losing record, because you go out there and it's freezing when you're losing. And then when you're winning, you don't really feel the cold. Got to keep this up.
Man, it's all of us. Herb Howard was in with the Midday Show yesterday. When I went in and we said hello and we're talking, I'm like, hey, this is better, isn't it? Isn't this more fun? He's like, yeah, it is. Like, just psychologically, emotionally. And you can hear it in DJ.
It's great to hear it from him because of what Groats pointed out. This is a guy that hasn't played on winners. And when you have a career like that and you don't get the opportunity to play for stuff at the end, I imagine he's got all sorts of emotions that he is feeling right now, where he can be like, and same thing with Jalen, where Jalen is like, you know what? I'm going to do everything I can to get back to this team because I can lend something to this team that has an opportunity to win. That's a space that these guys as Bears have not been able to occupy. And now is getting real out here and guys are playing well, including Nashawn Wright. And I know that Layla had a really great conversation with Nashawn Wright and she was beaming about it, about how great it was for him and for her. I really love that. And now he's Defensive Player of the Month. Groats, how did that conversation with Nashawn Wright go?
I mean, just really an incredible story. So many parts, so many facets to the Nashawn Wright story that he was indeed named the Defensive Player of the Month. A guy, gentlemen, that was just hoping to make the 53-man roster in training camp, now has 5 interceptions. Here's Nashawn.
It's crazy. I haven't too much thought about it, just because this league is so week to week, and you can't too much get caught in the moment. So, but now that you asked the question, I mean, it definitely is cool, super cool to just come from where I came from and be where I'm at now.
Yeah, man, he's playing his ass off, and you see that. And it goes along with the news today that Tyreek Stevenson did not practice again. And you know that Nashawn has that job for another week. But we all know, I think he's got a little bit longer than that, too. I mean, Tyreek is a good player who was taking good steps forward. And it'll be interesting to see what DA does. But you can't take Nashawn right off the field.
And the beautiful thing about it for Nashawn, too, is here's a real opportunity for him to get some money.
Some family wealth.
100%.
Yep.
Like, and it might come at the expense of Tyreek Stevenson. Who knows? But whether he's going to get paid somewhere. Whether it's here or not, I don't know. But the fact that in a season where he's had to deal with loss, and the fact that he goes out there, you don't know how all of this is going to play out, and he's made big plays. He's given up big plays, too, but he's made big plays. And now to have that on your resume, it's been a while since a Bears defender has been named Defensive Player of the Month. And to have that on your resume is outstanding.
Do you remember who the last Defensive Player of the Month was? Do you guys happen to remember? It's really hard because it's like you don't remember the good much in the last 5 years. It was Robert Quinn. Robert Quinn.
Wow.
Bob Quinn in 2020. So it's been a little while. As a matter of fact, that coming up the end of this Bears update, I'm going to do a mini categories segment with you guys. So just
no way. I actually have a bonus category that I was going to do with you guys. So maybe we have two categories that we can play with each other.
Oh, right, wow.
Keep going.
Yeah. Let me get through this update then here. The Bears, as I alluded to, had 2 100-yard rushers last week, which will likely be a more difficult task this week, in part because of the Packers starting safeties. You may have heard Ben Johnson name check those two safeties at his, without being asked earlier this week, Xavier McKinney and Javon Bullard. And here's Declan Doyle to fill in the blanks as to why you should be on the lookout for those two guys.
They do an exceptional job in the run fits. That would be the biggest area that I see. They're very willing to be physical. They show up fast in the run game. They make it challenging for your perimeter players to go block them. You know, they're certainly very good in the pass game as well, but that's the area that flashes off the tape right away. You know, you spend the day game plan at base, and as you're watching the defense, you're like, wow, these guys are hitting it downhill quickly. And that becomes it's a challenge for us on the perimeter to be able to go in and handle those things, and, you know, as well as our communication inside to be able to make sure we're accounting for those guys all the time.
Yeah, I saw a video today that someone had shared, Lawrence, of Evan Williams, the safety, just attacking a lead blocker, just like just running as fast as he could down towards the line of scrimmage and attacking the lead blocker and obliterating the lead blocker so somebody else could then make the play. You know, it's there's skill and there's toughness and there's will with those guys.
It's funny because these two teams, if they weren't blood rivals, we would talk about the similarities a little bit more between them. And the hunger now that you have, like, that's what's got me excited about it. Bears-Packers on its own is an exciting thing. But the fact that there's so much to play, it's a weekend of games starting tonight,
mm-hmm.
where you go, stuff is on the line. Like, the Lions could be damn near eliminated tonight.
Yeah, no, Tanny made the point in our pre-show meeting, like, every game every week matters. Because, like, what, are you going to be the one seed and not have to go out to L.A. and play the Rams out there?
Yes.
Be nice to do that here instead, wouldn't it? So, yeah, everything matters. Everything matters.
All right, so we got Declan Doyle on the Packer safeties. What are people saying about Jordan Love?
Yeah, Dennis Allen, the Bears defensive coordinator, was front and center today, asked about Jordan Love. And keep in mind, Jordan Love has what Caleb Williams desires, and that is a completion percentage near 70%. He's at 67%, 19 touchdowns to 3 picks, been sacked 17 times. Dennis Allen had this to say about the Packers starting quarterback, Jordan Love.
I see a quarterback that, you know, does a really good job of processing. He gets through his reads. He knows where he wants to go with the football. He delivers the ball accurately. I see a guy that's playing really at a high level. He's got a lot of good skill players to get the ball to. So I think it's certainly a challenge for us. That's for sure.
Dennis, the numbers show that Jordan's been pretty good at different, basically every depth of the field. Where do you see his best efficiency? What do you have to prioritize?
Well, look, there's a lot of things that he does, you know, really well. You know, I think they're pretty aggressive in terms of how they want to attack you. They've got a lot of things where they're trying to attack you down the field, whether it be in the intermediate range or the deep ball down the field. I think he throws a really nice deep ball, puts it in a very catchable spot for his guys to go make a play. And yet, when that's not there, he does a good job of getting the ball down to the check down, and those guys gain yards on check down. So they make it challenging with what they do schematically, what they do, you know, in terms of the skill position players that they have. And so it'll be tough for us.
That's the difference, is the deep ball touch. It's the difference. And when DJ talks about the passing game getting going, things would be different if Caleb had completed some of the deep balls in these past 4 or 5 weeks.
So, Groats, I'm going to call an audible, because the fact that you and Spiegs are on the same page is worrisome to me in the best possible way. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, nuggets and tidbits and categories from each of you. Is that cool with you?
Sounds good to me.
All right, all right. That's before we play the real listener categories. We got bonus categories before categories.
Bonus. Ooh. Bears and I imagine Packers categories with Mark Grody, plus his nuggets and tidbits from Hallis Hall. Stick around. You're listening to Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We may even take some comments from the crowd. Miles is back with the handheld mic. Miles, what have ye to say?
Bear the f*** down.
We prefer heck. They had to pull the mic.
Live shows.
Okay. Yeah. It was so good in the pregame.
Yes, it was.
An emotional Miles.
Yeah, well, and you understand.
Olin and Big Cat are correct. You do understand. It is live radio, though, and we would like to keep our FCC license. It was quite the afternoon for Mark Grody last week between cussing fans and being pelted with popcorn like he was sitting in front of Benny the Bull. Gross had himself a time last week with the boys.
And let me say that Benny the Bull reference is the entirety of our Bulls coverage. Today on 670 The Score in this show, we had a Bulls segment that was slated here, but my man said, F the Bulls, and you know what? I support it, Lawrence Holmes, because Groats, you got nuggets, you got tidbits, you have a category, I have a category, even before we play categories, Dave Wanstead's going to be right here with us at 5 o'clock. It is Bears and Packers week. The Bulls can disappoint us much deeper into the winter. What you got, Groats?
I got a really quick nugget on Benny the Bull, actually. I don't know if you guys, I know you probably didn't watch, maybe for some reason I watched the Bulls game very closely last night. Adam Amin mentioned last night that the inventor of Benny the Bull was the old, and I can't think of his name off the top of my head. This is not going well for me. The old Orlando GM, Pat, what was his Croce. Name?
No,
Pat, no, not Pat,
Pat Williams. Pat Williams.
Pat Williams, right? That's his name, Pat Williams? Because I think it was. He actually used to work with the Bulls, and he invented Benny the Bull. So there's a nugget you never thought that you were going to get out of me today.
You were exactly right. He was the Bulls GM from 1969 to 1973. And he created Benny the Bull as a way to improve the team's arena entertainment. How about that? I didn't know that either. Thank you, Mark.
I spoil you guys. That is what I do for you guys.
And Benny the Bull was named after Ben Bentley, who was the team's first public relations manager and stadium announcer.
No.
Come on. Let's go.
No. Is that true?
Yes.
That is.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That might be.
That's me.
That might be only interesting to the three of us, but that is interesting.
And Tellender. Somewhere Tellender and Mulligan both think that's very interesting.
They're both lighting up a cigar as we speak and us mentioning it.
In terms of nuggets, what I'm thinking about right now and what I'm looking at right now is some of the numbers for Caleb Williams. And one of the things that we know he still does, that he is high in the league in it and holding the ball over 3 seconds, which is the highest in the league right now. He's not going to be able to do that. Like, this is going to be a real interesting game in terms of that, as in Micah Parsons is coming at you with his 12 sacks, Rashawn Gary with his 7.5 as well. So it's going to be really interesting to see him attempt to overcome that. I talked to several players today too about, did it mean anything that you guys have beaten the Packers in calendar year 2025? And all of the players that I asked that question were like, it does mean something. DJ Moore kind of looked at me like, what are you talking about? Of course, like, that was a huge moment for them for a lot of reasons, obviously. So none of those guys were backing away from that particular part right there as well. And then just a couple of guys that the Bears will not have to deal with. People know that Tucker Kraft, the tight end for Green Bay, is out, hurt. He's got the knee injury, hurt it in week 9 against Carolina. But I bring him up because he's still the number two wide receiver statistically for the Green Bay Packers. And then the other guy in the defense that needs to be mentioned is Devontae Wyatt. He is hurt for the Packers along that defensive line. That's a big deal too, because he's been playing really well and he's had 4 sacks this year. You're going to see more from guys like Carl Brooks. I only bring up Carl Brooks' name because he was the one that blocked the kick on November 17th last year.
Oh, good stuff right there, Groats. Yeah. I will say, on the time to throw, Caleb had his lowest time to throw against the Steelers. And that was clearly by design with all their excellent edge rushers. And to your point, I think that may be the design against this team as well.
No doubt. It's got to be. It's just got to be this week. I mean, there's no other way around it. And I'm looking forward to the test. You know what I mean? Like, this is a good test for the Bears offense, and I love it.
Okay, so next segment, we're going to do listener categories. Now, for some reason, both Spiegs and Groats have categories ready for us, which we were not expecting. Like, this is off the cuff. Like, we were not planning it.
Jesse, do you just let this music roll for the rest of the show? What you got, Groats?
Yeah, this might be categories overload. I mean, we might have to just put this segment away for a few weeks after this, which I would,
Put your programming ideas back in your pants, sir.
Grody, that was an off-air conversation between the two of us, okay? Yeah.
I don't know, Speaks. You're pretty mean to Alex, so I'm taking over the show. So I listen to you guys. It's pretty ugly sometimes. As mentioned earlier, Nashawn Wright named the NFC Player of the Month for November, the first Bears defender to win the award since, I said 2020, it was actually in the year 2021 that Robert Quinn did win an defensive player of the month. He is the fourth member of the, Nashawn Wright is the fourth member of the Bears secondary to win it since 2012. Who are the other three? This is a three-person category. Who are the other three members of the Bears secondary to win Defensive Player of the Month since the year 2012?
I've got one of them. Can I go first?
Yeah.
Eddie Jackson.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
You said 2012, right?
Yes, yeah, since 2012.
Tim Jennings.
Yes.
What?
Because he had 12 interceptions that year.
Wow.
I was still covering the team.
I good. Never would have gotten to Tim Jennings. That's amazing.
I did get it, by the way, Speaks, just so you feel worse.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
So we got one more. Since 2012.
Tanny, you got one?
Yeah. Did Prince Amukamara win it after he walked off? Was it the Seahawks that one game on Monday Night Football? Did he win it?
It was not Prince Amukamara. Uh-huh. No, but he was a fine choreographer.
Bears. Oh, yeah. The listeners say Kyle Fuller. Did Kyle Fuller win it one time?
No, but I guess that, too.
Did Chris Harris win it?
I mean, you guys are overthinking this right now. I'll just say that.
Peanut?
Did Jalen Johnson win it?
Peanut.
Jalen Johnson?
Not Jalen Johnson. It was Peanut, Charles, Tillman, the other 33.
My God.
Originally a 33. Of course, Jalen is one now, but Charles Tillman wore 33 just like Jalen Johnson used to.
The embarrassment is real. All right, so Charles Tillman, Eddie Jackson, Tim Jennings, of course, and now Nashawn Wright. I hope Nashawn Wright does not have the feeling that Tim Jennings brings up in a decade where it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. He had that one year.
He was great. I think it was 2 years where he was – one year he was great, and the other year he was really good.
And he was also a vet.
Pro Bowls.
Yeah, he had a long
career. There's been guys like that. Like R.W. McCorders had, like, a great year for the Bears, right? Yeah. I'm thinking about secondary guys. Mark Carrier back in the day.
The other thing about
R.W. – fantastic.
About R.W. McCorders is that his family restaurant had a terrific Monte Cristo.
Yes.
Did you guys ever go there?
Yes. Tim Jennings was a second team all pro in 2012 and was a pro bowler in 2013 working the side circuit.
All right, good stuff. All right, I have a category here. This is an extra category. I prepared it for categories, but I thought it was a little too deep, a little too niche. But I thought I would ask you two Jamokes and Tanny. So you three Jamokes. Oh. Okay.
Let's see how niche we are.
All right. I am looking at a list of players, football players, who played at least 20 games for both the Bears and the Packers. 13 players played at least 20 games for each franchise. Lawrence, you can go first.
Steve McMichael.
Okay. McMichael did not play 20 games.
Really?
You're out.
Yep.
I'm out.
For the Pack. So it is kind of niche. Grody, got one?
Give me Edgar Bennett.
Edgar Bennett absolutely played at least 20 games for each franchise. Tanny.
Julius Peppers.
Julius Peppers did 64 for the Bears and 48 for the Packers.
Can I jump back in with one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amos.
Adrian Amos is the only guy to play 60 and 60.
What?
60 games for the Bears and 66 for the Packers. Adrian Amos. There you go. Groats, you got any more?
Give me Jim McMahon.
Not Jim McMahon.
Yeah, because he didn't play.
Didn't play 20.
Never play. Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you're out. Tanny.
Womp, womp.
Yeah, pass. Pass to the crowd. Crowd, what do you got?
Let's raise a hand.
Through.
Equanimeous St. Brown is correct. Yeah.
So I get that. I get credit for that.
Danny, you get that. You get the crowd pick.
You know what that is, Spiegel? That's a very niche crowd you have there.
It is a niche crowd.
Answer that.
They're all wearing Bears regalia. Anybody else in the crowd? Edgar Bennett already guessed. Thank you for listening, though, and playing along. Don't give that man one of Leslie's donuts.
We got donut jokes going on.
Well, we got donuts is what we have.
Josh, I didn't know Sitton? You were doing donut
Josh
jokes.
Josh Sitton, Tanny, you just said right. Josh Sitton. Tremendous. There's another offensive lineman. The guy that...
The guy at the center.
Lucas Patrick.
Lucas Patrick. Played 20 games for each. There's a tight end, a big, tall basketball.
Mercedes Lewis.
There's another tight end. Mercedes Lewis and another tight end.
He just played for the Bears a couple of years ago, and he's from Chicago, and he's...
Robert Tonyan did not quite. Ted Tonyan, not quite. He only had 18. But Jimmy Graham played at least 20 for each team.
John Theory, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, that's no John Theory. Machine.
And then the other Zeke Bratkowski. If you get the Zeke Bratkowski reference, folks, please get your affairs in order. Somebody named Bob Jeter, Derek's dad, and Brian Wagner and Anthony Morgan. I don't remember those guys.
You're just making up names. You're like Grobber right now. You're just making stuff up. You don't think anybody in that crowd's going to check you.
He didn't play 20 games for the Bears, right?
Who's that?
Haha.
He didn't quite play 20 for the Bears. I think one season. Something like that.
He was in that line of like Tashaun Gibson, Haha, Clinton Dix, and then now to Kevin Byard in terms of the transient safeties the Bears have had through the years.
You know what? That was actually more enjoyable than I thought it was going to be.
That category?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Come on, man.
I was a little worried too, Lawrence. I didn't know what he had up his sleeve.
All right. Well, I think that means I won categories this time.
Well, we know that the real winner,
as always,
is the listener.
Wait till next segment when they really get to win. Well, thanks, Mark Grody. You're the best.
Bye, guys. Have fun. Hello, everybody. Good. Say hi to everybody in the crowd for me. I love everybody. Bears. Hi, everybody. Bears, see ya. Bye.
We do have a couple minutes left. Do you want to get into the Bulls now? You want to do that?
I really don't. And let me tell you why.
Tell me why.
Just real quick. That anger that you feel about going on with John Kuhn is the anger I feel about the Bulls. Now, I'm happy in one regard, Speaks. Yeah. I don't have to worry about them giving me heart attacks at the end of games. Because now they're just getting blown out by terrible teams. So I don't have to worry about what was going on when they were on their West Coast swing. But I'm just too angry, honestly. I'd rather just stay focused in on the thing that's the most important.
Well, yeah. I think Bill Bixby said it best. Don't make me angry.
You won't like me when I'm angry. It's a whole thing.
My favorite part of The Incredible Hulk on TV was definitely the sad piano music.
It's the best.
As he walked off at the end towards another town.
That's right. He never knew where he was going to end up, but no. There was going to be some adventure, and someone was going to piss him off.
Right, but he had to reinvent himself every time. A lonely man out there in the world with superpowers, sure, and he was going to do right, but...
I always like the two-shot at the beginning of the show.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is categories. We do it every week, and apparently we're doing it twice today. That's a very good thing. Ba-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da.
Categories goes like this. I've got three categories. Two of them are sports. One of them is sort of pop culture or whatever. And the contestants just name an item in the category until they're wrong. And the last person standing wins. This time, we have crowd contestants, listeners who are lucky enough to be here, and we are thrilled you're going to play. Please say hello, Dan from Chicago.
Dan!
Hey, everybody.
What's up, Dan? Steve from Lockport, proud
Happy
Porter.
To be here.
Steve!
Yeah. And Chris from Joliet. Say hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris!
All right, folks. You ready to go?
Let's do it. Let's
All go. Right. No looking on the internet, no looking over my shoulder at the categories. We must protect the integrity of categories.
We must protect this house?
I am looking at the top 25 Chicago Bears in terms of the number of touchdowns they have scored against the Green Bay Packers. So these are not passing touchdowns, but they are either rushing or receiving or return touchdowns. The top 25 players, who are they? We will start with Dan in Chicago. Give me one.
Let's start with number one, Walter Payton.
Walter Payton is indeed number one with 24 touchdowns scored. Walter Payton, actually it's 19. 19 touchdowns scored. 19 is number one. Steve, who you got?
Let's go with the gentleman we just met, Matt Forte.
Matt Forte is tied for sixth with six touchdowns scored against the Green Bay Packers. Chris?
Neil Anderson.
Neil Anderson is number two. Very well done with 11 touchdowns. Dan?
Although he wasn't here very long, Brandon Marshall?
Brandon Marshall has five touchdowns against the Packers as a Bear. He is number 10 on this list. Steve?
Would Gale Sayers be on this list?
Is number eight on this list with six touchdowns scored against the Packers. Excellent showing so far. Chris from Joliet.
Willie Gault.
Willie Gault. Looking. And Willie Gault didn't score too many touchdowns against the Packers. I'm sorry. No Willie Gault on the list. Chris is out of this category. Back to Dan.
Let's go tight ends. Martellus Bennett.
Martellus Bennett, unfortunately, is also not on this list. One more for the win, Steve in Lockport.
Let's go the coach, Mike Ditka.
Mike Ditka, yes. Four touchdowns for Mike Ditka. Rick Caceres, Bobby Douglas, Harlan Hill.
He's a pro bowler.
Brad Muster, Willie Gallimore.
Is Devin on the list?
No. Thomas Jones, Rashawn Salaam, Matt Sui. Had to be longtime Bears, you know. Johnny Lujack, David Montgomery, and Jordan Howard, and Alshon Jeffrey, and Kellen Davis.
Kellen Davis.
And Greg Olsen. Those are your top 25. But good showing, everybody. Thank you so much. We now go to the Packers. The list of Packers who scored the most against the Bears was too tough. So I just went with this. The top 40 in receiving yards. Not necessarily receivers. Green Bay Packers all-time receiving yards leaders. We go to Steve in Lockport.
Donald Driver.
Number one with 10,000 receiving yards. Very nice. Chris. Chris?
And three.
And two. No Packers. Sorry. Yeah, I need a little Packers knowledge on this one, but it doesn't have to be wide receivers. There's other positions here. But Dan, what do you got?
Awesome name, Sterling Sharp.
Number three on the list with 8,000 yards. Steve.
Jordy Nelson.
Jordy Nelson, number six with 7,800 yards. Dan.
I'm on green.
Amon Green. Let's see. Yes, Amon Green, number 20, with 2,700 yards receiving.
The assist to the wife.
Way to go, wife. Steve in Lockport.
Davante Adams.
Davante Adams, number 4, with 8,000 yards as a Packer. Dan.
In 3, 2, 1.
I hate the Packers.
Yeah. I understand.
I hate them too.
But maybe through your hatred, some names seeped in. Steve, one
Don
more.
Don Hutson.
Don Hutson, the all-timer. Number 5 all-time. Many other names, obviously. Antonio Freeman.
Wait, I didn't guess.
Yeah, I thought you said Don Hutson.
Lord,
I said
that.
Don Hutson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry
All
about
right,
that.
Yes, Steve. It's not Don Hutson or Antonio Freeman.
Yeah, Steve, you got
or
one?
Just say one of those names and you win.
Greg Jennings.
Greg Jennings, number 9, absolutely. Randall Cobb, James Jones, Robert Brooks, Jermichael Finley, Javon Walker, who else? Bubba Franks, Mark Chimura, Romeo Doubs on this list. Aaron Jones down at number 35 as well.
There's a great picture at the University of Arizona's football office. All of their great players in the history of playing in the NFL. The picture of Lance Briggs is him bending Bubba Franks' head backwards. Shoulder pad to head.
Wow.
Bubba Franks going backwards. Man. I'm going to see if I can find it.
Please.
Share it with you.
Glad to give you that memory in the middle of categories. I love it. All right. I don't hate Wisconsin. You guys hate Wisconsin?
Love it.
No, right?
Just the Packers.
There's a lot of nice places to go. I'm looking at the top 30 cities in Wisconsin by population. The top 30 cities or towns in Wisconsin by population. Chris in Joliet, you're first up.
Madison
is number 2 at 285,000 people. It's a small state in terms of population.
Milwaukee.
Dan, Milwaukee's number 1 at 563. Steve.
Beloit.
Is number 23 at 36,000. Chris.
Claire.
Eau Claire is number 7 with 72,000 people. Yes. Dan.
Racine.
Racine number 5 with 78,000. Chris. Wausau is number 19 at 40,262.
Green Bay.
Green Bay. Number 3 at 106,000.
Jarrett would have never said that.
No, he wouldn't have. We'll see how deep he could go. Steve.
Kenosha.
Number 4 at 99,000. Chris. Just shout.
Sun Prairie.
Sun Prairie. Number 20 at 39,000.
Kick saving.
Way to go. Dan.
Appleton.
Number 6 at 75,000. Steve.
We're going way up north. Hayward.
Hayward, Wisconsin.
Fishing Hall of Fame. Come on.
I'm sorry, Hayward does not make the top 30. Chris.
Oshkosh.
Oshkosh is number 9 at 67,000.
These guys know a lot about Wisconsin.
But we live right next to it. It's right there. Dan.
I think, is it Elkhart?
Elkhart is in Indiana. I'm sorry.
I take back what I say.
They know a lot about Indiana, too. Chris, one more for the win.
Menasha.
Pick another one.
What about where Terry's manometer was?
Yes. Manitowoc. Is that where? Or Menominee.
Yeah, that's what he meant.
Yeah, Menominee.
That's what he meant.
Yeah. Those are both on the list. Those are both on the list. All right. Well, I think we've exhausted Wisconsin. Chris, I can't give you that win. I believe our winner is Steve in Lockport.
Way to go, Steve.
Way to go.
Guys, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank
we
you very much.
Appreciate it.
Janesville, La Crosse, Sheboygan. That's fun to say. Fond du Lac, Brookfield, and whatever. A whole bunch
we
of
We got Kohler in there? Kohler on that list or too small?
Kohler too small. Kohler too small.
Thank God for that. Am I right, folks?
Right, Tanny, we don't hate Wisconsin.
I certainly don't.
No, we hate the Packers, but we don't hate Wisconsin. There we go. Categories is done.
Guys, thank you so much for being a part of it. By the way, I don't know if anyone has noticed the clock. But it's almost 5 o'clock somewhere.
Let's go.
Bonnie.
And that somewhere is here in Chicago. And what that means on Thursday is if it's 5 o'clock, it means that Coach is going to have himself a drink and he's going to talk Bears. Oh, and I Found the drink for him.
Oh, that's a big one. Evan Williams, not just a safety, but a bourbon for the coach as well.
Yep. Dave Wannstedt joins us next here on The Score.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.